start of the weekend was difficult, but we, as a club, I think we've handled it very fairly, very quickly. And ultimately, it's all forgotten about. Something that shouldn't have happened. I'd like to think it won't happen again. It's been put to bed. Supporters will be happy that they've, with what's happened and the outcome of it all. Ultimately, losing the players for it, but it's put to bed after Monday afternoon, all the meetings that I had with players, what the club put out in the statement. And then it was more or less then forgotten when we get the draw for the Arsenal. So it's that's how it can be. And that's people talk about all news being chip paper material, and that's probably all it is now. Yeah, we weren't happy at the time, without a shadow of doubt, and you can imagine that. But it's been dealt with, we move on, doesn't affect the group, doesn't affect the dressing room or anything like that. So, move on.
I was going to say, the most important thing is the atmosphere, because whenever we come down to Springfields, to the training ground, some clubs don't let us anywhere near, but you do, and it's such a bouncy, jovial atmosphere. The last thing you want is for that to be affected, isn't it?
Well, I knew it won't be, because the players have apologised to the teammates, and it's gone back to normal. We took the matter seriously, as you do, but after that, there's probably been, sort of mid part of the week, there's been some laughing and joking about the incident. That isn't to say that we're not taking it seriously, or we didn't at the time, but that's just part of football dressing room humour at times, that players are on the end of the stick, and it's all moved on. Lads are in good spirits, all looking forward to it. The only disappointment is that it's happened, and we've lost two players who would have been in the 18 for Saturday for three matches.
So Beckford and Doyle will be doing Secret Santa, will they?
But they're as good as gold, so there's no issues whatsoever going forward.
What about the fans? We know that they've been reimbursed for those that went to the game last week. What would be your message for them in terms of forget, forgiving, that kind of thing?
Well, I think it's been... I don't think anybody's really talking about it now, because it's happened, and we tried to get a lot of positivity to follow the bad news because of the goodwill gesture from the football club, and then ultimately, as I mentioned, that the Arsenal draw came through, and now all people are talking about is a build-up to the game. So as much as it happened very quickly, it can be forgotten very quickly, and I think that's the majority of supporters. Saturday night, I'm sure there are a lot of supporters telling them to be sacked, etc. But look, it's part and parcel of football at times. You don't like to see it, of course you don't, but it's all forgotten, we move on, and we try and do the best thing for the football club.
Unfortunately, of course you are without the pair of them, but you have shown in recent weeks that you can cope with neither player on the pitch anyway.
Well, neither of them have been regular starters, yeah. But that doesn't mean to say that I don't want them available for the weekend, because sometimes when you look around at your bench, you've got a real strong bench. It gives you that option to change the game however you need to change it. So they won't be available. There'll be certain players who won't be available through injury as well, long-term, short-term, etc. So you deal with the positives and what can affect the game on Saturday. So the lads that will go out on Saturday will be doing their utmost to make sure that they get 3 points for the football club.
What about the FA Cup draw then? It's a plum tie, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, it's a good one. Obviously, we're doing the carol service on Monday night, and it got drawn, and as you're singing along to the carols, it gets...
Ding dong merrily on high.
Yeah, Arsenal at home. So I think it's great for us. Obviously, we've got a lot of games in between them to concentrate on, but there will be the spice leading up to it. I think when you look at the fixtures, our next four home games are massive, big games, crowd-wise, teams coming to Deepdale. Obviously Blackburn, Leeds, Sheffield Wednesday, and then Arsenal. So it's going to be a great period of time, and hopefully it's the place is rocking like it was a couple of years ago when we played Man United. We were up against some world-class players. The manager who's been one of the best managers around for 20-odd years in the Premier League. So it's there for us all to be tested, but ultimately that'll all happen after we've played Burton away.
I suppose you could challenge the players to say, look, if you want to be involved in that massive game against Arsenal, you need to perform over the next few matches.
Well, I said it the other day that I think it worked in our favour when we got the draw for the Manchester United game, because in the league we were just not stuttering along, but we were doing okay. But I think we went on a decent run from that game. And there is the edge to the players that they know that if they're in the team, they've got to produce performances to get the points there and then. But ultimately, if they're playing well, they stay in the team if I decide to go with a strong team against Arsenal.